A 5-person sales team in Austin closed 31% more deals last quarter than they did the quarter before. Same 5 people, same product, same market. The only thing that changed was a $400 a month software stack, less than what most companies pay one SDR for a single day. So what did they actually buy? And why are the $400 setups crushing the $500 a month AI agents the big vendors keep pitching you?
That's the question I want answered too, because every single founder I talk to right now is getting cold emailed by an AI SDR vendor charging more per month than my first apartment cost in rent.
Let me set the scene. You own a business. You have a sales team, maybe 2 reps, maybe 10. You know your pipeline is not where it needs to be. You know your reps are spending more time on data entry and prospecting than on actual selling. And you know, somewhere in the back of your head, maybe at 3 a.m., maybe right after payroll, that the competitor down the street just hired an AI growth consultant. And you have no idea what they're actually doing.
That last one keeps people up at night. Genuinely.
Here is the math that should keep you up. The average cold email reply rate in 2026 is 3.43%. That is the average. The top 10% of senders are pulling more than 10.7%, 3 times the response. Same inbox, same prospect list. The only difference is the stack behind the keyboard. Stop blaming the market and start auditing your tooling.
3 times. Say that again, slowly.
3 times the response rate for the same effort. And here is what nobody wants to tell you. The gap is not talent. It is tooling. A legal tech small business went from a 5% reply rate to a 16% reply rate just by switching their outbound from generic templates to an AI email agent. Same reps, same offer. 3x the conversations. Look at your own first touch reply rate this week and write the number down.
And meanwhile, the rest of us are still writing one-off emails in Gmail like it's 2019.
That is exactly the problem. You need to wake up to what your competitors are deploying right now, because the cost to deploy it has collapsed. Apollo is $49 a seat. SmartLead is $39. Instantly is $37. Clay starts at $149. The full stack, data, sequencer, deliverability, enrichment, is under $400 a month for a team of 5. That is less than 1 steak dinner with a client.
And yet
the big vendors are out there charging $500 per AI agent per month, $750 per agent. Some are charging $2,000 a month for what is functionally a wrapper around the same models you can rent for $20 on the open API. You are being sold the enterprise version of a tool that small businesses can buy at 5% of the price. And the small business version often works better because it is not bloated with 72 integrations you will never use.
Okay, so pause. If the stack is $400 and the reply rates are 3 times better, what is the actual unlock here? What changed between 2024 and 2026?
Let me say that again, slowly, because this is the lever. In 2024, the AI sales agent pitch was fire your SDRs, replace humans with software. That pitch failed because the AI agents alone could not close. They could not handle objections. They could not read a room. They generated volume, but not pipeline.
Right, the 11x AI story, the artisan story, lots of noise, not much revenue.
Correct. So in 2026, the model flipped. The winning playbook is no longer AI replaces the salesperson. It is AI handles every step the salesperson hates, and the salesperson handles every step the AI is bad at. That is the lever.
Which is?
The salesperson sells. The AI does everything else. The AI scrapes the data. The AI enriches the contact. The AI writes the first email. The AI schedules the meeting. The AI updates the CRM. The AI summarizes the call. let the machine do the machine work, and your closer goes from running 8 conversations a week to running 30.
That is the part most owners are missing.
Right. They are still trying to buy an AI that replaces a human. The leverage is in buying AI that compounds a human. The Austin team I mentioned, 5 reps, 31% more deals. They did not fire anyone. They gave each rep a $400 a month copilot, and then they redefined what each rep was responsible for. The rep stopped doing data entry. The rep stopped writing first touch emails. The rep stopped chasing scheduling links. The rep started doing what only a human can do, which is build trust on a live call and ask for the close. Free your closer to actually close.
All right, we have to give the listener the actual stack. 4 steps.
4 steps. None of them require a developer. All of them are running in production at small businesses we have audited this year. Number 1, pick 1 data source and stop paying for the other 4. Most small teams are leaking money on Zoom Info, LinkedIn Sales Nav, Apollo, Rocket Reach, and Clay, all at the same time. You do not need all of them. For SMB and mid-market sellers in 2026, Apollo Professional at $49 a seat covers 270 million contacts plus a sequencer. That is the floor. Do not add a second data tool until your reps are touching every name in your existing list.
Number 2.
Number 2. Run your sending on a separate domain, not your main company domain. This is the single biggest mistake we see. You spend 6 months building a domain reputation for the founder's inbox, then you blast 1,000 cold emails from it and Google sandboxes the whole company. Buy a secondary domain, warm it for 2 weeks, and route every cold sequence through that domain, not your main one. SmartLead at $39 a month rotates inboxes for you automatically. Instantly does the same.
3.
Number 3. Replace your first touch email templates with an AI agent that personalizes per recipient. Not, "Hi, first name, I saw you work at company." That is dead. The agent reads the prospect's last LinkedIn post, their latest funding round, their hiring page, and writes a 30-word opener that references something they actually said this week. Lemlist, Reply, and Apollo all ship this. The opener is your reply rate. If your first email is generic, nothing downstream matters.
And the 4th?
Number 4, install a meeting scheduler that the AI controls end-to-end. When a prospect replies interested, the AI proposes 3 times, books the calendar, sends the prep brief, and updates the CRM without your rep ever touching the keyboard. Calendly AI, Lindy, or HubSpot's native scheduler all do this. The unlock is not the booking. The unlock is your closer no longer playing email tag for 45 minutes per meeting. Multiply 45 minutes by 12 meetings a week. That is 9 hours back per rep every week. Give that 9 hours back to your closer, not to your inbox.
9 hours. That is more than a workday.
That is the entire reason this works.
You started the show with a story. 5-person team. 31% more deals. What is the historical parallel here? Because I have a feeling I know where this is going.
You probably do. Think back to 2020. The pandemic hit. Restaurants had a choice. They could keep paying Grubhub and DoorDash 30% of every order, or they could build their own direct ordering. The owners who said the platform is the only way, most of them are gone. The owners who said, "I will eat a hard 90 days and build my own funnel," those are the ones who own 3 locations now.
And they did not survive. They bought their competitors. Decide today which side of that line your business sits on.
They bought their competitors. Because the platform tax is not a small cost. It is the difference between a business that compounds and a business that just survives. The same logic is playing out right now in sales tooling. The $500 per agent vendors are the Grubhub of 2026. They will get you started, they will give you a dashboard, and they will quietly take the margin that should have been your hire. The $400 a month direct stack is the equivalent of owning your own ordering site. You pay less, you learn more, and you keep every dollar of pipeline you generate.
And the cost of switching now versus a year from now
is the difference between hiring your next rep this quarter or laying one off next quarter. Here is what we do at Ad Valorem. We build the exact stack we just walked through. Apollo, Smart Lead, Lemlist, the AI scheduler, the CRM hookup, and we hand it to you running. Not a slide deck, a live system on a warm domain with copy your prospects actually reply to.
Three packages on the strategies page.
Three packages. Pick the one that matches where you are right now and book the call. Standard, $1,750. We audit your current stack, write the cutover plan, and document the four-step rollout. Same-day rush, $2,550. We build the stack, warm the domain, and hand you the keys inside 72 hours. Monthly research desk, $5,000 a month. We run the whole thing for you, including reply triage, follow-up writing, and weekly performance review.
And the catch?
The catch is timing. Every business owner listening to this episode is hearing the same playbook. The first ones to deploy will compound for the next 6 months while the rest are still pricing it. Move on this before your competitor does. The link is in the show notes, ai.advalorem.io/strategies. This was the AI guy. If this episode saved you 9 hours a week, share it with one other business owner who is still writing cold emails in Gmail.
And remember,
stay early.